Let's check in Egypt. Next Monday, the trial of ousted President Mohamed Morsi will begin. And today, Egyptian security forces arrested a high-ranking member of the Muslim Brotherhood, part of a major crackdown on the Islamists who support Morsi. The arrest sparked riots at an Islamic university in Cairo, where Morsi supporters looted administration offices, locked up the university chief and several administrators. Meanwhile, anti-Brotherhood figures, including the man some have called the architect of 30 years of corruption during the former President Hosni Mubarak's regime, are rising to prominence in the new government. David Kirkpatrick is Cairo bureau chief for the New York Times. He joins us by Skype. And David, to this arrest today, tell us why it's significant.
Well, the arrest was Issam El-Arian, and basically he was the last man standing. He was the last really prominent, highly visible figure in the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood who was still at large. He'd been a fugitive on the run since around July 3rd when the military ousted President Mohamed Morsi. And today they finally got him.
All right. Well, there's that story. But running parallel, the rise of anti-Brotherhood figures in the new administration. And to remind ourselves, there's a figurehead president now. Before that, of course, there was Morsi. Before that, Mubarak. And you write about General Mohamed Farid al-Tohami, who was a higher-up in Mubarak's administration. He faced allegations of cronyism, corruption, removed, left in disgrace when Morsi came in. But now he's coming back?
That's right. He had the unusual job under President Mubarak. President Mubarak's government, as you know, was notoriously corrupt. This was the guy in charge of rooting out corruption. So obviously he didn't do a terrific job at that. Here, one of his own investigators came forward and said that, in fact, all these years he had been really just rewarding and punishing on the basis of loyalty to Mr. Mubarak and not enforcing the law whatsoever. It was at that time that he was removed in disgrace. And surprise, surprise, as soon as the military removes President Morsi, they bring back this same disgraced general as the new chief of intelligence, the head of the Mukhabarat.
So, David, what is the mood there ahead of the trial of former President Morsi? And as Islamists in the Muslim Brotherhood are arrested and anti-Islamists who previously left the government in disgrace are now coming back?
You know, it's a very polarized time here right now. To even talk about reconciliation is right now controversial among the people who back the current military government. You know, any kind word for the Muslim Brotherhood will start a fight. On the other side, of course, they believe this entire government is illegitimate, undemocratic, a coup. And a lot of this is going to come to a head on November 4th when President Morsi faces trial. And the Islamists are once again planning major protests around the country. President Morsi, his representatives have made it clear he does not recognize the authority of the court and will make no effort to defend himself. So it's really going to be quite a show.
David Kirkpatrick, Cairo bureau chief for the New York Times in Cairo. David, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.